Hello and welcome to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. When the local people recognized him, they spread the news through the whole neighborhood and took all that were sick to him, begging him just to let them touch the fringe of his cloak. And all those who touched it were completely cured. Isn't that just wonderful? Wouldn't it be great if we could be like them? But my friends, why desire something inferior to what we have even now this very day near our home? Not his cloak, but his very flesh is made available to us by Jesus himself. If there were no parishes in the world but one, what would the queues be like, you think, to touch the healing flesh of Jesus in the Eucharist? And yet, he generously showers himself everywhere, and we somehow think we are hard done by. From where comes this bizarre logic? My friends, it is a marvel. Jesus is here. Go to him. Take time to touch him in the Eucharist. Spend long hours, as much as you want, before him in the tabernacle. He will never leave you. He is there for you. Let us pray. May Saint Dominic come to the help of your church by his merits and teaching, O Lord. And may he, who was an outstanding preacher of your truth, be a devoted intercessor on our behalf. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, for ever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.